Yours, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Good again. Good again. Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordonier. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Wisharoo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under. Hikes it down. Pete Sherman. High left. It goes to Mesher. Backdoor. Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup. Got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordon here. Star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Raderman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
No, you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping the jump into the lane. Six-footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard. And Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack, along with Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. And it is game 2 of the night featuring Fort Lauderdale and Rushi. Two Shelby County Athletic League foes go at it head-to-head for the third time this year. It's the rubber match. Fort Lauderdale pulled away to win at its gym in the first meeting, very late in the opening round of SCAL action. And then right at the end of the campaign, after the tournament draw, Rushi was victorious by 3, holding home court 43-40 over Fort Lauderdale. Chuck, what do you think we learned about those two regular season games when Fort Lauderdale and Rushi went head-to-head?
Well, what we learned is that they're pretty much an even basketball team, and it is really going to come down to who has the jitters early, who's going to take care of the basketball. Lormy's had a little problem with their perimeter play, with their guard play. Rushi is going to try to take advantage of that. And on the other end, Fort Lauderdale is going to take their tradition, and they're going to try to come out and play Fort Lauderdale basketball. If you look at Rushi, I think that Sherman had a terrific game in the district, but I said that what they needed was Ronnie Poling to step up, and boy, she had a terrific game, and they needed Gubo to hit a couple of threes. She did. That's the same thing I think they need to do tonight. Wormy has to not turn the ball over and shoot a good percentage.
C.C. Borchers, about whom you spoke, is now up to 13 points a game for Rushi. Ronnie Poling's at 8. Kate Sherman at 9. Reese Gubo is averaging 8 points per game. On the Fort Laramie side of the ledger, Avery Brandewee leads the way at 12. Ava Turner just under 10. Victoria Mesher, Skylar Albers at 8 each. We will keep our eye out for Carissa Meyer of Fort Laramie, who has had the knee surgery, has come back strong. It's been a little ouchy lately. She didn't play in the district game, I know. Maybe right. Didn't play a whole lot in the sectional tournament.
But yeah, we didn't see the sectional, so I'm not sure. But she looks like she's moving okay out there right now.
That's good.
They need her.
Need her for depth. That is for certain. Both teams don't go extremely deep enough. But if it's a fast-paced, pell-mell game with a lot of pressure back and forth, up and down the court, depth will be a factor for sure.
Well, it will be. And I'll tell you, Jayla Shappy and Addison Shappy have made leaps and bounds this year. The two sophomores, not a lot of playing time early, and Jayla's actually started the last couple of games for them. And then Putoff, who's back, but she looked to be about 80% in the district. She's not moving like she did before.
Jayla Shappy, the 5'5" junior, is in the starting five once again. She's logged a lot of minutes for head coach Paul Bremigen of the Rushi Raiders. Stop and think about it for a minute, Chuck. Carla Siegel, head coach of Fort Laramie. This is year number 24. Paul Bremigen, in excess of 30, coaching primarily boys basketball, but here recently, girls at Rushi. The number of wins generated by these two coaches is just unbelievable, and I don't care, you know, if longevity is a factor or not. You got to be daggone good to win that many games as a head coach.
Well, you do. And tonight, what I guarantee you in this game is coaching mistakes are not going to happen. This is not going to come down to a coaching mistake for either one of these teams to lose the basketball game. They're both tremendous basketball coaches, and both of them have they just have great tradition. And these two schools, not fans of each other.
It is healthy competition. It is intense. It's a rivalry. It's backyard. They all know each other, and they meet for the third time this year. Jack Creamer, Chuck McBee here at the Vidalia Butler Student Activity Center. We'll return with more. Rushi and Fort Laramie, winner gets Tri-Village on Saturday at 1 in the regional championship on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, in recent years, Fort Loramie has dominated this series, winning margin quite a bit, often 20 to 30 points of victory for Fort Loramie in this series in recent campaigns. Although, as we noted, Rushi beat Fort Loramie late in the regular season this year by three. Back in 2018, Rushi won by 12 at Rushi, and in the 16-17 season, in the regular season and in the tournament, Rushi won three in a row over Fort Loramie. Yep, the Redskins have dominated, but Rushi does have some key victories along the way. Raiders would like one here tonight over Fort Loramie to get to the regional championship against Tri-Village. Fort Loramie would like to get back to a regional title game and have a shot at going to the UD Arena for the state Final Four. I think it was in 2015, Chuck, when Fort Loramie won the state championship. The Redskins played Rushi in a big regional tilt down at Tippecanoe High School.
I remember that one.
And Rushi had a chance to win it in the final minute.
Yep.
Missed a layup, I think, to tie or take the lead even. Fort Loramie went on to win that game. Close final score. Redskins won the state that year.
Yeah, well, I mean, this game, I don't care what the difference is. If Loramie's a lot better or if Rushi's a lot better, it's going to be a basketball game. But they're even, Steven. I would lose money if I tried to put some kind of a point spread on this thing tonight.
The taller club, the bigger club on the inside is Rushi, which took advantage of that, especially the second half in the second meeting of the regular season.
They did. That's a key, and I think the biggest key of the game for Loramie. Last time, they got reversed. Loramie had 16 turnovers,
yep,
and Rushi only had 8. And that is absolutely the reverse of what normally happens in this basketball game. If it happens again tonight, I think Loramie could be in trouble.
Keep an eye out for the long-range shooting from the likes of C.C. Borchers and Reese Gubo of Rushi and Ava Turner and Skylar Albers of Fort Loramie. Those four young ladies from the perimeter may go a long way to helping decide the outcome here tonight.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. Gubo's been on a real roll shooting the ball. And they're without Maya Monin, who is maybe their best three-point shooter. She's out with a leg injury, out for the rest of the season. But they've got a lot of weapons on the other side. take care of the basketball. Ava Turner needs to try to get to the rim, maybe pick up a couple of fouls on Sherman early, and then just see how that goes.
Kate Sherman, Ronnie Poling on the interior for Rushi, Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewey on the inside for Fort Loramie. Two good pairs of players going head-to-head in the paint.
Well, Sherman was terrific in their district game, and so was Poling. And on the other end, I mean, that Loramie, they just played good team basketball. Nobody really dominated, but they just all took care of the basketball, and that was the difference.
Number two team in the state, Fort Loramie, with a record of 24-2 against the number 11 team in the state, Rushi, with a record of 22-4. We're back in a moment. Starting lineups, opening tip next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to three Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest all year long. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Rushi. We say hello to a new sponsor, Francis Manufacturing, plus the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. There are key building components for these two teams tonight. It's a matter of taking care of the basketball. The club that winds up making fewer mistakes will probably win this game. And rebounding a key, Fort Loramie's got to come close to holding its own with the taller Rushi club. Each team can make threes. We'll see how the guards perform. Key building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with the storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Opening tip to start the game is batted around. It's won by Rushi. Quickly, forecourt right. Driving outside the lane on the left, it's Jayla Shappy. Shot blocked. Off and running, Skylar Albers for Fort Loramie. All the way down the floor, up and in. Ava Turner and Skylar Albers at guards for Fort Loramie. Jaden Rose at the point. Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewey on the inside. Right away, Fort Loramie gets a hasty 2 points. Good defensive play, then a driving layup. Here's Rushi, high, low, pounding it down inside for Sherman. Can't get the shot to fall. She was contested. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Brandewey outside the lane to the left. On the arc to Turner, strong on the three ball. Rebound pulled off by Poling of Rushi. Quickly, outlet pass down the floor to Shappy. Shappy on the inside, handed there to Poling. Muscles up a two-pointer. It is blocked and knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Well, Mesher has two blocks in the first minute of the basketball game.
A frenzied pace here at the start. Fort Loramie up 2-0. We played 55 seconds. Ball lobbed in, head of the key to Ronnie Poling. Stolen, taken away on the play by Brandewey. She darts down the floor, driving layup is good. Redskins both on top, 4-0. Rushi with Gubo and Borchers in backcourt, along with Jayla Shappy, Poling and Sherman on the inside. There's a wild pass cross-court for Rushi, which is a bit flustered. It goes out of bounds to the Redskins.
Well, we talked about which team was going to have the jitters. You better pay attention.
Here is Jaden Rose in backcourt for Fort Loramie. They get pressure from Jayla Shappy of Rushi. Dribbling down the left side. It is Victoria Mesher for Fort Loramie. Throws low on the right side to Albers, who scores a little five-footer. The interior players for Rushi were walled off, and Fort Loramie got the easy goal to go up 6-0. Here's a jump shot, right corner by Borchers, blocked on the play by Fort Loramie. Rebound, volleyballed around, out of bounds to the Redskins.
Wow, they are playing hard.
We play just short of 2 minutes. Fort Loramie on top, 6-0 here at the start. Mesher in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Stolen, ripped away by Borchers. Layup is in. 6-2, Fort Loramie. Under six to play. Dribbling hard up the left side goes Rose. Oh, she double dribbled. She lost the ball, got it back, bounced it once more. The official all over it.
Well, the trouble on the perimeter rears its ugly head. Two turnovers in a row.
Rushi Raiders inbound at midcourt against some pressure. It's Jayla Shappy pitching it to Reese Gubo in backcourt. She'll walk it up against Jaden Rose. 5:40 left to go here in the first period. 6-2 Fort Loramie. Pass down the near side is spoiled on the play by Turner. A couple of substitutions. Summer Hoing, 3 points a game. 5'11 junior on the floor for Fort Loramie. Simone Putoff, 5'8 senior, coming back off injury out there for the Raiders.
Summer Hoing was terrific last Saturday in the district game.
Ball inbound at top of the circle, broken up by Fort Loramie. It rolls into backcourt. Raiders get it. Scattered floor. 3-on-2. Lob for Sherman. Knocked away Fort Loramie. Sherman missed it. Got it back. It rimmed again. It wouldn't stay in the cylinder. Rebound to Albers. Out ahead to Rose. To Mesher. Twisting, turning in the paint. Strong on the shot. Strum for the loose ball. Tie up. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. So many thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Mr. Fullenkamp and his staff and associates, we say hi to them. Nick, a big Rushi fan. Custom Foam, a world-class supplier. 6-2, Fort Loramie in the lead before. 5:20 left, opening period. High left, it's Hoing. Left corner, Mesher starts to drive. Pulls up short corner. Defensive push by Rushi before the shot. Ball out of bounds to the Redskins, to the left of the rim. Good to see Carissa Meyer on the floor, 5'7 junior.
Yeah, they need her.
She's been given a lot of rest and free time on that knee. Inbounds pass. Hits the driver. Turner overshoots. Long rebound, though, Redskins. Mesher dances down the lane. Missed a gimme at the rim. Oh, right in front. Rebound down to Sherman.
Both teams missed some easy ones so far.
Left side of the floor, Shappy clawed away by Brandwee in the corner. It is loose and out of bounds to Rushi. 4:54 to go here in the first. 6-2 Redskins. Skylar Albers, who got a respite, is back on the court for Turner. Rushi makes a change. Kelby Dosick, 5'10 senior. Hits the hardwood for Ronnie Poling.
Yes, he's been getting more time.
Baseline left of the rim. Raiders inbound. It's pitched out back on the play to Gubo. She hurls up a long three wide right. It caroms out of bounds in the corner. Redskins possession up 6-2. 4:49 to go here in the first quarter. Kate Sherman at midcourt for Rushi will greet the Redskins as they come down the court. It's Mesher veering off into the right corner. Mesher on the bounce. Throws it down the right side to Brandwee. Brandwee inside the arc. Now to Hoing. Hoing 17 feet out. Dribbles. Weaves to Albers, who nearly walked. 4:26 to go. First quarter. 6-2 Fort Loramie. Ball fired to Mesher, 25 feet away. Hoing foul line extended right. Now Albers slings it near side to Brandwee. Starts a drive on Sherman. Pivots. Brandwee goes up and under. Off the side of the board. Good defense by Kate. She got the rebound. Long throw down the floor. Then cross court to Borchers. She starts a drive. Pulls up. Misses from 10. Rebound for Loramie. Up 6-2. Long heave for Albers. Albers low on the left to Hoing. Layup good. 8-2 Fort Loramie. Redskins beat the Raiders down the floor. 3:48 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie. The home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Oh, we are off to a fast start. 10 points scored in this game. Fort Loramie's notched 8 of them. 3:48 to go here in the first period.
Good timeout there by Coach Bremigen.
Here comes Rushi up and over the timeline, trailing by 6. Half the first quarter gone by. 30 feet away, it's Poling. Handoff on the play to Gubo. Here comes the double team, the sandwich. It's a jump, held ball, arrow, Rushi.
Skylar Albers tied her up, but she was standing out of bounds, so that was just going to be Rushi ball. No held ball.
Ball being inbounded by the Raiders. Comes in top of the circle. Handled there by Gubo. Gubo throws high post to Dosick. They think about going back door. Nothing there. Here's a foul, a smackdown on the arm committed by Mesher, 20 feet from the rim. 8-2, Redskins up 6, 3:29 to go in the first quarter. We go back to side court as we did once before. Rushi will inbound the ball. Raiders are looking. It is fed in on the play to put off to Dosick. Hand off to Gubo down the left side of the lane, overshoots. Rebound Sherman, blocked from behind, loose below the basket. Raiders gobble it up, miss the close-in bunny. Good defense before Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Down the floor to Mesher. Stops and pops. Hits it! 8-footer, Mesher. Nice, clean banker. 10-2. Redskins up 8. 3 minutes left. Opening period. Rushi walks into the timeline. It is Kubo. We got bodies flying in the paint. Shove off committed by Mesher. Is that a couple quick ones on her?
Yeah, that's not what they needed right there.
Baseline below the rim. It will be inbound of Arushi. Thanks again to Arushi sponsors. New on the air with us, Francis Manufacturing in Arushi, along with Francis Schulte and Superior Aluminum in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Rushi inbounds below the basket, and Fort Loramie fouls over the shoulder. Play designed to go to Reese Gubo. She caught it, and she was jammed from the backside. Two free ones for her. She flips the ball in the air, lets it bounce once, catches and misses off the flange. Still 10-2 Redskins. Rushi with just 2 points in 5 minutes plus.
Ariel Heitkamp, sophomore, into the basketball game. Played JV all year, but is going to give him some time now here in the tournament.
Ariel, a soft. She's got quick legs and comes from good basketball bloodlines in that Heitkamp family. Second of two free throws is good, and it's 10-3. Fort Loramie up 7. Here's a sloppy pass for the Redskins, intercepted at the other end by Gubo. Gubo gives it up cross court to Putoff. Putoff, left hand dribble. Out back to the 3-point shooter, who doesn't let it go, and the Raiders reset. Here's Sherman, left side of the floor, Gubo, 2:23 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 7. Coming out to catch, put off, lobs towards Sherman, popped up in the air by Fort Loramie, stolen. Hoeing, long throw to Albert, stutter step, and a walk. Official was right on it.
He was, and I don't mind the long pass, and Skyler could not corral it cleanly, and that's why she took the extra step. But boy, beat him down the floor, nothing wrong with that.
2:11 to go, first quarter, Fort Loramie 10, Rushi 3. Raiders need a bucket right here. Just one made field goal by Rushi. Who hit it, Chuck?
Borchers, CeCe.
Ball thrown right flank, caught by Borchers on the arc. Angles to the foul line below it. Nearly walked. Threw it right side to teammate Gubo. Long one, sprays off the rim. Loose ball rebound. It's Ariel Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. She glides down the right side of the floor. Steam rolls to the baseline. Hands it back to Hoyne. On top, Albers. Left side, Jaden Rose. 1:30 to go, first quarter. Redskins reset. Here's Heitkamp, 30 feet away. Feeds it off to a teammate, Brandewey. Behind her to Hoyne. Jump shot, yes! A long two, a 17-footer by Summer Hoyne. Boy, has she come on strong as this season has progressed.
Absolutely.
12-3 Redskins. 1:12 to go here in the first quarter. High-low action. Lob down inside. Layup Sherman, no. Stick back. Rushi missed. And a foul against Fort Loramie. Raiders went to the well with that high-low. Nearly got a 3-point play chance. Foul on Hoyne. Sherman's got 2. Okay, that high-low action worked really well for Rushi against Fort Loramie in that second meeting at the Raiders gym. Free throw by Sherman. Yes. 12-4. Fort Loramie. 1:05 to go in the first period. Second free one upcoming. Jaden Rose, Skylar Albers sit for the Redskins. Sherman lips the rim. Oh, a good offensive rebound by Poling, who went up in the air over the shoulder of a Redskin without fouling and tipped it out back beyond the top of the key. Raiders repossess it and set up. It's Addison Chappie. Bounce pass baseline right for Poling. Stabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 49.7 to go, first quarter. 12-4 Redskins. Baseline right of the rim. Inbounded here by Rushi. Pivoting in the lane in traffic, Addison Chappie. fires it behind her to put off, and it's slammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie once more.
Well, they had three players on the floor that time, but they still couldn't get the ball in. A nice job by Turner to knock that pass away.
43.3 to go here in the first. A lot of stoppages of action last half of the first quarter. Baseline right of the rim. Rushi playmaking is put off. Lobs low on the left to Sherman. And Brandewee gets a bit on it. And she strikes it out of bounds. Redskins sealing off that paint area, not allowing Rushi to cleanly penetrate. Ball lobbed in on the play to a driver for Rushi. Circling through the lane is Borchers. Too hard. Rebound Fort Loramie. 30 seconds to go. First quarter, 12-4 Redskins. Dribble drive, Turner down the lane. Stripped on the play by Rushi. Then it goes out of bounds. Rushi fans thought it was off the leg of Turner.
I thought it was a foul, so it's kind of a push.
28 seconds to go in the first. Fort Loramie 12, Rushi 4. Inbounding Rose on the arc to Brandewee. Foul line down the paint to the rack. Up and good! And a foul. Oh, that was strong. That was formidable. Big time play by Avery Brandewee. 14-4, Fort Loramie, and a foul.
Boy, she took it right at Sherman.
Alex Rose set to check in for Fort Loramie. Alex, a 5'6 junior. Summer Owing comes off. Big smile from head coach Carlos Siegel.
And rightly deserved. Boy, Owing did a nice job.
Carissa Meyer off the court as well. Brandewee to complete the three-point play. It is in, out, and curls in. 15-4 Redskins. 20 seconds to go. Raiders in the half court. Down by 11. Dribbling between the rings. It's Gubo. Gubo out back to Borchers. Borchers hangs on with 9. Borchers starts to drive and falls. Albers hipped her. It is common. 5 on Fort Loramie, 2 on Rushi. Ball out of bounds to the Raiders. 7 ticks remaining here in the first quarter.
It was inadvertent, but it caused her to fall. They either had to call a foul or a turnover, so the foul had to come.
Substitution, head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie. Summer Hoying back on the floor for Alex Rose. Rushi inbounding right in front of the Redskins bench. 7 to play, first quarter. Looking, Addison Chappie throws, head of the key to Poling. Left side, 3-ball, Rushi, way short by Gubo. Here's a rebound shot in the lane. Yes, by Ronnie Poling. Just before the buzzer, that was big for the Raiders. Fort Loramie up 9 after 1, 15-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Testosterone levels in men have plummeted 25% in the last 2 decades, and no one's talking about it. And it affects weight gain, early signs of aging, even depression and mood. And I think it's because everyone thinks you need to eat a bunch of salad or take synthetic hormones. But that's far from the truth. Let's disrupt healthcare in Shelby County. Join me at victrushealth.com/free consult. That's VICTRESS health.com/free consult.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It is the start of the second quarter. Fort Loramie had been 9 over Rushi, 15-6. The winner gets Tri-Village, the number one Division IV girls team in the state, at 1 o'clock on Saturday in a regional championship. Here is Rushi, forecourt to her right. Ball thrown in the post to Sherman. Kate slings it on the arc to Gubo. Right back down inside to Poling. Up and in. Two straight baskets by Poling. Overlapping two quarters. Fort Loramie blisters a trail down the floor. It's Albers on the run. Shot blocked. Here comes Rushi the other way.
Well, Raiders pulling again.
Cross court, Borchers to Gubo for three. High off the rim, backboard no. Rebound, Jaden Rose. Pushes it up ahead to Albers, who stops and pops. It is good! An 18-footer just inside the arc. 17-8, Fort Loramie. 50 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Rushi's got the ball right wing. It's Porchers. Gives it up on top to Sherman. To Gubo. Gubo lobs to Poling. She is crammed but fouled. Ronnie Poling doing a job now. She's going to work on the inside. 6 foot junior for Rushi. Two free throws for her. She scored the last four for the Raiders. 17-8 Fort Loramie. 1 minute gone, second quarter.
Well, her putback at the end of the first quarter was big.
Free throw Poling. No. Off the back heel. Second one upcoming. Substitution, Rushi, put off back on the hardwood, dipping the knees, pulling at the stripe, extends the arms and connects. 17-9, Fort Loramie. A minute 10 gone here in the second. Redskins quickly, forecourt left. Long three ball by Albers, overshoots it badly below the basket. We've got a rebound on the play by the Redskins, who pushed off to get it. It goes against Brandewee.
That's her second.
She's got two. Mesher's got two. And Fort Loramie's in some trouble. 17 fouls on the Redskins. Four have been amassed by Mesher and Brandewee. At the line for Rushi, 1-1. 17 fouls on the Redskins. And towing the stripe is C.C. Borchers, 5'9 senior. Eyes the basket. Missed it a little hard. Rebound pinballed. Back to Borchers. Pried loose by Fort Loramie. It's rolling. Out of bounds at the timeline. Raiders still have it.
Boy, I tell you, if they don't start boxing out polling on these free throws, they're going to be in real trouble.
17-9 in favor of Fort Loramie. Head coach Carla Siegel trying to make a case about the foul disparity. She's talking to the officials. Inbounds pass by Rushi, or I should say by Fort Loramie, knocked loose, rolls into backcourt, scrum for the ball, over the back on the Redskins again.
I promised Stan I wouldn't say anything bad about the officials.
1-1 for the Raiders. 8 fouls on Fort Loramie, 2 on Rushi. 6:38 to go, second quarter. One and one for Rushi, attired in the road blue gold numbers. Free throw lipped the rim. It wouldn't go for Borchers. Loose ball rebound, far corner of the floor. It is tipped away by Rushi, out of bounds.
She almost had another one. They can't pull a clean rebound off a missed free throw.
Nope, and the Raiders, what, two straight one-on-ones, Chuck, blown?
Yeah, C.C. Borchers, too. That's not like her.
Wow, 4 points left out on the court in the last 10-15 seconds by Rushi. Fort Loramie in the lead by 8, 17-9. Up the floor to Hoing. Hoing bobbled, got it back, threw it to Jaden Rose. 6:20 left in the second. Here's Carissa Meyer, 30 feet away. Low on the left to Mesher. Mesher darts through the lane, falls down, blocking foul. Rushi, bodies flew. Both sides of the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center are ticked off at the call. Rushi thought it was a charge. Fort Loramie thought it was going to be called a charge. They were not pleased initially. It is a block. Ball out of bounds to the Redskins.
Well, I think they pointed out the 8-2 discrepancy on free throws.
Inbounds to Turner. Turner's 10-footer. Missed, no good. But she's undercut on the play by a Raider. Tell you, not bad timing on work of the officials by head coach Carla Siegel, who quickly gets two calls to go her way.
She's been doing this a long time.
She is a lobbyist.
And you don't scream at them, you just talk to them, and that's what works.
Yep. Free throw by Turner is good. 18-9 Fort Loramie. She was hit in the act of shooting. She's got a second one upcoming. It's on the way. Yes. Fort Loramie 19, Rushi 9. Kelby Dosick back on the floor for Ronnie Poling, who gets a respite for the Raiders.
Well deserved. Boy, she has had a good quarter and the beginning of the second quarter.
Play has been stopped often in this game. We've still got over 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Fort Loramie zoning defensively right now. Ball thrown, top of the circle, handled there by Simone Putoff. She circles to the left, leaves it straight on for Gubo. Gubo back to Putoff. Putoff 25 feet away. Throws toward the paint area, intended for Dosick, broken up by Fort Loramie and stolen. Down the floor to Meyer. Meyer leans in from 6 feet. It rimmed and came out. Loose ball rebound, Jaden Rose to the basket. No, it's on the deck. Good rebound on the play by Dosick of Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Quickly down the floor. It is Gubo in the paint. Pass off to the right. It is knocked out of bounds. Good play by Mesher, who alertly got a fist on it and drove it into the Redskins' bench.
Borchers back in the game. They can't afford to take her out for very long at one time.
19-9, Fort Loramie, 5:22 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike has got big savings for you on DeWalt Power Tools, plus free granite countertops with the purchase of kitchen cabinets. The cabinets are 50% off the price charged by the big box stores. Plus white and gray shaker cabinets. They're beautiful. In stock, too, at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his store on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi passes to the post, intercepted by Ava Turner. Turner darts the other way, sprints into the lane, fouled in the act of shooting.
Boy, she almost made that.
It is 19-9 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3 seconds under 5 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Rushi Raiders came into the game on a 10-game win streak. Fort Loramie's won six in a row since the Raiders handed the Redskins the loss. That was back on Thursday, February 2nd. Rushi won at 43-40 after Fort Loramie won the first meeting, 54-41. First free throw by Turner is good. 20-9, Fort Loramie. Second one, too hard, but it hits the back rim way up in the air and plummets right down through. Redskins making their shots. Raiders missing at the stripe. 12-point bulge, biggest in this game. Deep three, left corner, Rushi. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. C.C. Borchers. That was big. Quickly, Meyer. Baseline right for Fort Loramie. Up and down. She traveled.
A little hasty that time.
Fort Loramie had led 21-9 with 4:50 to go in the second. The three by Borchers cut it to 21-12, 9-point spread. Rushi will bring it down. Ariel Heitkamp back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Heitkamp, the sophomore. Midcourt On the bounce, it is Gubo. Gubo to Borchers for Rushi. She sprints down the right side of the lane, all the way to the cup, up and in. Great drive by Rushi. Borchers two more. Quickly, Fort Loramie attacking. Hoeing in the lane, holds the pivot foot, goes to Jaden Rose. Rushi within seven. 4:09 to go, second quarter. Here's Jaden Rose. Low on the right, ball caught, laid up by Heitkamp. No good, but she's clobbered. Heitkamp coming off a screen below the rim.
Good look that time by Turner out on the wing and found Heitkamp. I don't think she had a chance to make it. They bailed her out by fouling her.
Yep. Ariel Heitkamp, sophomore, toes the stripe for the Redskins. She flexes those knees and pops it up and through. 22-14, Fort Loramie. Second shot by Heitkamp. One bounce, it's on the way. It is too hard. Oh, another one. Way too hard. Hit the back rim. Way up in the air. Came down. Lingered on the front. Her plunk. She'll take it.
These rims are much more forgiving than the ones at UD last night, that's for sure.
Yep. 23-14. Rushi back up 9. On top, it is Gubo. Gubo handles. Low on the left, finds a post player. Turnaround bank shot. Yes, pumped up and in by Poling. 23-16. Fort Loramie ahead by 7. 3:30 left to go here in the second. Right side pass to Heitkamp. Hits a cutter. Turner. Baseline J from 10. Off the flange. Rebound down to Sherman. Good offensive set. Just couldn't finish. Out ahead it goes to Gubo. Into the lane. Staggered. Nearly walked. 25 feet away. It's CeCe. Borchers whips a pass to the post. Off the fingertips of Poling. And it goes out of bounds.
Well, I tell you, that pass is a quarter of an inch the other way. Poling's got a layup again.
Yeah, Poling is the go-to guy in the go-to young lady, I should say.
You can say guy.
Right now for the Raiders. 23-16, Fort Loramie, 3:11 to go here in the second quarter. Heitkamp motors down the right side of the floor. Flipped it out back to Rose. To Heitkamp, errant pass. It's on the deck. Who's got it? It is a tie-up. It is a timeout. Rushi before the dead ball. Redskins up 7, 2:59 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here is Rushi inbounding to midcourt. It is Gubo with the basketball. She dribbles. Goes to Borchers at the elbow on the right. Ball thrown toward the post. Deflected by Fort Loramie and stolen.
Well, they switched to a zone at the timeout, and Rushi didn't adjust.
7-point lead Fort Loramie. 2:38 to go, second quarter. Here's Turner. Turner 25 feet away to Jaden Rose. Rose hangs on, goes to Turner in the post, and it is pried loose by Rushi. Another scrum arrow says Redskins will keep it.
Boy, I tell you what, Jaden Rose got away with a big-time push-off that time with her left hand.
Fort Loramie got a good start to this game, Chuck. What was it, 10-2 at the outset?
Yeah, they've really kind of hit a lull in their offense.
Here is Fort Loramie inbounding, right corner. Then it's thrown to the cutter, Alex Rose, and she takes a hand in the back. 6 fouls on Rushi, 8 on Fort Loramie. That was common.
I think that was the 7th.
Scoreboard does record it as number 7, and the Redskins will shoot. 1-1 for Alex Rose. Summer Hoeing coming back in for Fort Loramie. Hoeing on the floor. 5'11 junior. Ava Turner with a respite. Redskins up 7, 23-16. Free throw stripe is Alex Rose for Fort Loramie. That's where the Redskins have excelled over Rushi here in this game.
Another 7 for 7. Don't want to jinx them.
Alex Rose arches it. It rimmed. No good. Rebound jerked off the glass by Poling. Much like game one, when one team outshot the other big time at the stripe. Here's a baseline J by Borchers. No good. Stick back is in right in front. Well done by Sherman. Good long arms by Sherman at the apex of her jump. She flipped in a 7-footer. Rushi within 5. Dribble drive right side of the lane. Going to the basket. No good. Rebound Alex Rose to the rescue. She cleaned it up. 25-18 Fort Loramie. A minute 42 left, first half. Dribble drive down the lane. Sherman, no. Loose ball, rebound low on the left. Poling, 2 more. Poling on the glass. She's tough to stop. 25-20 Redskins. Nearly a walk by Rose. She's in hot water. Hands it off on the play to Meyer. Off her fingertips. Out of bounds.
Inside play like you talked about. Rushi starting to dominate there. Turning the ball over against Rushi's pressure on the perimeter. I talked about that. Both of them are coming through right now.
Well, keep in mind, Brandewee, Mesher, 2 fouls each. Limited minutes. Second quarter for both. Rushi hammering the ball inside, trying to make hay. Interception, Heitkamp. Heitkamp runs it 60 feet. Layup is good. Layup is good. 27-20 Fort Loramie. Ariel Heitkamp.
That's nice.
Good interception. A sprint the other way. Boy, did she ever fly. 53 seconds to go. First half. Pass to the post by Rushi. Swatted out of bounds by Hoing. 51.1 to go. Second quarter, 27-20 for the Redskins.
Well, Rushi got a break because Sherman had fallen down. That pass was going to go out of bounds, but
yep.
Summer didn't know that.
Ball lobbed into Sherman. She swivels and scores. Hooked it in off the backboard. Nice play by Sherman. 27-22. Good inbounds execution by Rushi. 37 seconds to go. Heitkamp got away with the walk. Down to Hoing. Baseline right to Turner. Driving, shooting. It rolls over the rim. No good. Rebound Sherman. Long pass out ahead to Putoff. Putoff stops on the arc. 5-point game. 20 ticks on the clock. Rushi with the ball. Late second quarter. Putoff at the elbow. Gives it off on the play to Jayla Chappie. Down to 10, 9, 8. Here's Gubo, 45 feet away. Gubo on the bounce. Passes left wing. Knocked out of bounds by Turner of Fort Loramie with 2.9 remaining in the second period. Substitutions both ways for the final 2.9. Rushi inbounding far side of the floor. It'll be thrown in by Jayla Chappie. She looks. Whips a pass to the post. Busted up by Fort Loramie. Stolen. And that's how the first half will finish. Well, Rushi did well to get it back to 5. Fort Loramie scored the last goal of the second quarter. It was 3. Halftime tally, Fort Loramie 27, Rushi 22. Well contested, highly competitive. It is a really good regional semifinal, as was the first one. It, too, was splendid. Marion Local lost a 12-pointer in the end, 50-38 to Tri-Village. Well, we'll take a breather, then return with our halftime report. 27-22 Redskins over the Raiders in the second game tonight, our second regional semifinal. Girls D4 from Butler on scores broadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie. Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Yep, so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn. It will make your gift ideas come to life. A new underwriting sponsor from Rushi is Francis Manufacturing. Francis, established in 1946, producing castings for a wide range of industries around the country. Capabilities include castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Production standards extremely high. Our skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. Our halftime brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Fort Loramie's ahead by 5 over Rushi. Chuck?
Well, Rushi has a 17-12 rebounding advantage and 8-4 on the offensive boards. Ronnie Poling had 5 of those offensive rebounds. He was terrific. 6 turnovers for the Redskins, 9 for Rushi. The place where, if you want to find a spot where Rushi didn't shine in the first half, 3 of 8 from the free throw line, including the front end of 2 1-and-1s. On the other side, Loramie, 7 of 8. Individual scoring for the Raiders, they were led by Ronnie Poling with 9. CeCe Borchers with 7. They got 5 from Kate Sherman. And Reese Gubo had a free throw. They scored 6 and 16, 22 for the first half. Loramie, a little more balanced, a lot more scoring. Skylar Albers, who has 2 fouls also. We didn't talk about that. She has 6. And they got 4 from Ava, or 5 from Avery Brandewee, 4 from Ava Turner. They got 4 from Ariel Heitkamp, 4 from Summer Hoing, 2 from Alex Rose, 2 from Victoria Mesher. They scored 15 and 12, and they lead at 27-22 at the half.
Chuck, let's set the stage here for the final two quarters. What players now, both sides, have 2 fouls?
Well, Albers, Mesher, and Brandewee have 2 fouls for Loramie. On the other side, Ronnie Poling has 2.
And CeCe Borchers has two. And also Jayla Chappie has two.
That's what I thought. Six players, two fouls each. It will be interesting. Free throws important down the stretch. And what players can stay out of serious foul trouble and remain on the court. Redskins up five at the break. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction and Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Lauderdale, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGIncOH.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction and Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction and Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
We welcome you back to the Student Activity Center on the campus of Vidalia Butler High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Clock says 8 minutes. We start the third quarter momentarily. Fort Loramie 27, Rushi 22. Don't forget the 2023 Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle is set once again for Liberty Days in July in Fort Loramie. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck. Only 2,000 tickets to be sold, 80 prizes. You got a 4% chance to win $100 a ticket. Go to flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Well, Brucey turns it over to start the third quarter, and Ava Turner gets a bust-out runaway basket the other way. Well, she's a runner, and she showed it right there, sprinting coast-to-coast. Brucey in the half court had it pried away. Raiders down 7. Redskins go to Mesher in the post. Reverse layup blocked by Sherman out of bounds.
She went to the reverse when she could have just shot the ball straight up. Chappie went down hard at the other end. She's not feeling good right this second.
Jayla Chappie shaken up for the Rushi Raiders to our left. She leaves the floor. Redskins possession below the basket to the left of it. Fort Loramie with the first goal of the third quarter. Rushi had gotten it to 3 briefly.
Turned it twice so far on their 2 possessions.
Oh, great inbounds play by Fort Loramie. Execution supreme. And Ava Turner gets the gimme below the basket. What a play by Ava. 2 goals by Ava Turner to start the second half for Fort Loramie. Rushi goes down inside. It's a telegraph pass. Fort Loramie reaches in and gets a palm on the basketball. Shakes it loose. Gets it. It's tied back up. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Nice spurt for the Redskins. That's 6 straight points for Fort Loramie, overlapping 2 quarters. And Fort Loramie's up 31-22, 6:50 left in the third. Redskins pull up Jay, left wing, Turner, way short. Rebound down to Rushi. Ava had a good look, just short-armed it. Quickly, 4 court left. It is Borchers. Cross court to Putoff, short on the 18-footer. Long rebound to Simone. To the rim, blocked but a foul on Mesher. That's number 3.
She would have been fine if she hadn't come down on it. She had the block and then hammered her. They're going to call that every time.
A couple of free throws for Putoff for Rushi. Well, Raiders need shots at the stripe. Free throw by her is no good. Rushi missed front ends of a couple one-on-ones late in the second quarter. Not a good night at the stripe.
Well, Cece Borchers missed them, and she doesn't miss free throws, yet alone the front end of 2 one-on-ones.
And contrasting that, the Redskins have been hot at the free throw line. That foul shot to put off is perfect. 31-23 for Loramie, ahead by 8. 6.5 to go here in the third. Backcourt Brandewee. Left side, Jaden Rose. Double team. Brandewee, middle of the floor. High dribble. Open player down low on the right. It's Hoying. Hoying on the finish. Brandewee found her.
Broke the pressure very well that time.
Yep. Double team came at Avery below the top of the key. And Summer Hoying was free. 10-point ball game. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Dribble drive, left side, it's Borchers. Here's a foul line, Jay, along with by Sherman. It hit the back rim, then hit the top of the backboard. Might have grazed the clock.
I think it hit the clock.
Yep. It got a piece of the clock out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
Yeah, that's a shot that Kate Sherman makes. That's her range.
5:50 to go in the third. Fort Loramie up 10, 33-23. Here's Hoying, head of the key. Gives it up out back to Jaden Rose. Fort Loramie with a good start to the game, a good start to the second half. Baseline drive, Albers, powers to the rim, up and good.
That's strong.
Sure was. Formidable play by Skylar Albers. She got the ball 30 feet away, right side, put her head down, dug hard to the basket, went off the window with it up and in. 12-point game, Redskins. 5:30 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Hey, don't forget Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. It's a cut above the rest. 40 years doing business, giving you your best due. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Beautiful care at Cutaway means beautiful hair. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it at Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Redskins have stretched the lead to a dozen, biggest of this game. Long three, Rushi from way out back by Gubo. No good. Fort Loramie cherry picking other end. It's Albers for the breakout goal.
Rebound by Brandery, who had found Albers. Nice play.
14-point difference. Here is Rushi going to the post. Shot blocked. Loose ball out of bounds. Dosik went up strong. Fort Loramie came down hard on the leather. This is stay in touch time for Rushi, which needs a flurry of points. Ball thrown into Sherman, low on the left. Here's a reach in by Brandewee. It's out of bounds. Ariel Heitkamp set to come back in for Fort Loramie. Skylar Albers has performed very well. Inbounding left of the basket. It is Addison Chappie on the arc to Borchers into the lane with it. Doesn't shoot. Gave it up. Got it back. Borchers pivots, strides to the basket, lays it up and through. She shoveled it from down around her hip. 12-point game, 37-25. Here's a crossover dribble, palming violation. Ava Turner in the half court as Fort Loramie was in the hurry-up mode.
Well, she saw Summer Hoying wide open under the basket, and she got a little too excited, I think.
It is a 12-point game, 4:34 to go, third quarter. It's been as much as 14. Look out. Here goes Borchers streaking to the basket. Up and in. Two more. C.C. Borchers. Beautiful driving by her. Rushi walled off the inside, created the avenue for Borchers, and she took it to the cup. Here's Heitkamp in the right corner. She's bottled up by a couple of Rushi defenders. Head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout.
Smart timeout.
As the lead went down to 10 very quickly. 4:11 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors. Neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, up in the last 44 seconds, C.C. Borchers has made two excellent drives to the hoop. Rushi needed those four. They've cut a 14-point lead down to 10. And after the timeout at side court, Fort Loramie cannot enter the ball in time.
Had two people open. I'm not sure what she was looking at.
Rushi possession. 37-27 Redskins. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. On the arc, it's put off. Throws a pass far right side to Borchers. Out back to Gubo. Foul line below it. Into the paint. Off the heel. No. Good rebound by Sherman. Fadeaway shot. Yes. Kate Sherman. Six straight by the Raiders. 37-29, 3:40 to go, third quarter. Turner's on the loose. Turner's not guarded. All the way to the basket. Two more. Monumental hoop by Fort Loramie's Turner after Rushi had scored six in a row. Raiders have the ball on the arc. It is Gubo to the post to Sherman to Dosik. Back to Gubo. High-low for Sherman. Player on her back. It's Carissa Meyer.
The scoreboard's not correct. It's 39. Okay, now it is. 39-29. They had it 37-30.
Yep. Yep, they gave one team the wrong point or two.
It's easy to do when you're used to doing your team. So when you have two different teams, sometimes it gets confusing.
It is correct. 39-29. Common foul in Fort Loramie. Ball lob below the rim, into the paint to Poling. She squares up and banks it down. Scoreboard reads 39-31. Redskins up 8. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Poling and Borchers coming on strong. Interception, Borchers. Layup, good! Here come the Raiders. Here come the Raiders. 39-33, Fort Loramie. Dribble drive, Brandewee. She tries to go between two defenders down the paint and coughed up the ball. Rushi back within six. 10-2 run by Rushi. 2:43 to go, third quarter. Midcourt, Borchers. Picked up by Albers on the arc. Borchers dribbles between the legs. Tries to go right. Now comes back left. Throws it left wing. Addison Chappie on the bounce. To put off. High-low action for Poling. A catch, a shot, short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Nicely done by Brandewee.
Boy, that was a nice rebound.
2:21 to go in the third. 39-33, Fort Loramie by six. High dribble by Mesher. Threw it back to Turner. She dropped it. Rushi possession. Near steal in backcourt by Fort Loramie. Digging it off the floor is Turner. What's been called? Time out. Time out. Awarded to Fort Loramie. Redskins up 6, 2 minutes left in the third. On scores, broadcast.com.
Make up your mind.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Well, we got 10 minutes, 3 seconds left in the game. 2:03 on the clock here in the third. Redskins inbound, low on the right to Brandewee. Fadeaway shot. She's hacked on the arm. She'll get two. Sherman picked it up. Couple of free ones for Avery Brandewee. 39-33. Fort Loramie up 6. Chuck, what was the halftime score?
27-22.
That's what I thought. Loramie with a big surge at the outset of the third quarter to go up 14. It's now 6. Brandewee, no on the free throw. No on the second one. Rebound Rushi. Here come the Raiders. A minute 55 to play third quarter. Double team on Borchers. Thrown ahead to Sherman. Far right side to Borchers. In the lane. Jump shot. Block taken away. Albers' long arms did the trick. Minute 40 to go in the third. Fort Loramie clings to a 6-point edge. Albers down the left side to Turner. Weaves it out back to Schuyler. Schuyler penetrates. Throws right flank to Jaden Rose. Bounce pass near side to Albers for three. It banked, hit the rim, missed. Rushi got the long board. Snagged by Borchers. Borchers streaks down the floor. Hits a cutter. Flowing in from the left. It's put off. Block taken away by Fort Loramie. One-on-one. Jaden Rose scores! Scores! Great drive, Jaden Rose.
Heck of a shot. And she just caused him to turn the ball over, too.
Jaden Rose, big driving field goal. Terrific play. And then she raised some havoc on the inbounds pass by the Raiders, who threw it out of bounds. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 8, 41-33. 55 seconds to go in the third. stumbling down the left side. On the play goes Albers. Out back to Turner, hooks a pass back to Albers. Baseline blocked out of bounds by Poling. No, it touched Albers before hitting the boundary.
You got a shot fake there. You can't just think you're going to shoot the ball over a 6'1 girl down there. Not going to happen.
43.9 to go here in the third. Been a lot of stops of play in this third period. It's been lengthy. 41-33 Redskins. Here comes Rushi in backcourt. C.C. Borchers. She'll get sandwiched by a couple players at the head of the key. Goes to the high post to Sherman. Knocked away briefly. Borchers got it back. Right side of the floor. It goes on the play. It's Addison Chappie. Addison dribbles down the left side. Hits a cutter put off. Good feed low on the right. Layup good. Nicely done by Poling. Good assist by the Raiders. 10 seconds to go. Third quarter. On the loose, Jaden Rose. Jaden Rose all the way to the rack. Bumped at the rim. Two free throws for Jaden Rose. Fort Loramie and Rushi both attacking the other way in a heartbeat. 7 ticks on the clock in the third. Redskins up 6. It was 14. Jaden Rose fires. No good. Too much length.
0-for-3 in the quarter after they went 7-of-8 in the first half.
Redskins led with under 5 to play in the third quarter, 37-23.
They led 39-25, I think.
Nice spurt, 12-4 for the Raiders. Free throw Rose, good. 42-35, or is it 41-35? 7.1 to go. Rushi inbounding in backcourt. Scoreboard, I think, is correct at 6. Ball thrown to midcourt, loose on the deck. Picked up on the play by Putoff. 3 to go. It's shaken free by Fort Loramie. Handled by Albers. Third quarter finishes. Scoreboard corrected. Now it's right. Fort Loramie 42, Rushi 35 after 3. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today. Order, sell, or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Yep, here we go. Final 8 minutes. Fort Loramie and Rushi split regular season matchups. Redskins lead by 7 starting the fourth here in this regional semifinal. The victorious club takes on Tri-Village at 1 on Saturday. Patriots, number one ranked team in the state, beat Marion Local 50-38 in our earlier semifinal here tonight. Rushi on the attack to her left. Very sloppy pass. Telegraph picked off by Skylar Albers. She roams the other way. Up and in. Up and in by Albers. Good game for her. How many, Chuck?
She's got 12.
Redskins up 9. Here is Rushi attacking in the right corner. It's Dosik to put off. Out back to Gubo. Below the foul line. Missed it. Loose ball rebound below the rim. Rushi's got it. Knocked away before Loramie. It's on the deck. Redskins in backcourt. Here's Turner. 7:10 to go in the game. Fort Loramie ahead by 9. It was 14 halfway through the third. Here's Ariel Heitkamp on the bounce, 30 feet away. Hands it off on the play to Jaden Rose. Brandewey sets a screen for Jaden. Coming out to catch Mesher. Brandewey and Mesher both on the floor. Left flank, Brandewey. Open from 16. Hits the rim and falls over and through. Feather-like touch for Avery. And the deficit for Rushi is 11. 46-35 Redskins. 6:32 to go in the game. Up the right side, it's Gubo. Bounce pass on the play to Borchers. She's being harassed, hounded. Fort Loramie knocks it loose. We've got a tie-up at the volleyball line. No, a foul.
They called it on Rose, and she does have a tendency to take that arm and fend people off, and I think that's a good call.
And foul on Jaden Rose of the Redskins. 46-35, Fort Loramie up by 11. 6:22 left of the game.
Well, he explained it to Carla Siegel, who said, "We'll get her off of her then," which is probably a valid point.
Here is Jayla Shappy inbounding for Rushi into backcourt. Handled there by Borchers. Fakes right, goes left. On a weave to Shappy. Shappy baseline. Tries to throw it through the bottom of the key to Poling, and it is kicked with a shoe out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 6:11 to go in the game. Redskins up 11 over the Raiders. Baseline left, Jayla Shappy to trigger. Looks on the interior. Throws to Sherman. Sherman to Poling. And Poling is ruled to have charged. Or did she walk?
No charge.
The call is offensive foul on Rushi. That's big. Fort Loramie gets it back up 11.
Now the scoreboard's messed up. I think that was her fourth.
Here is Fort Loramie in backcourt. Jaden Rose on the dribble. Up the left side to Brandewey. Middle of the floor to Turner, to Mesher. Low on the left, it's Albers. She's crammed but fouled. Two free throws for Skyler. Fort Loramie up 11. Borussia needs points. Next couple trips. Redskins on the verge of breaking this open. Under six to play here in the fourth. Albers dips the knees. Free throw is much too hard. Yep, Fort Loramie has been poor at the stripe in the second half.
Yeah, they were 7 of 8. Now they're 1 of 5.
Free throw, Skyler Albers on the way. That one's money. 47-35. Fort Loramie up 12. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Gubo to midcourt. Splits a couple defenders, stops. Gives it up to Jayla Shappy. Shappy 30 feet out. Comes to Borchers. Albers on Borchers. That's a duel. Here's Sherman. Left corner, Gubo. On top, three try, Rushi clangs off the back iron. Gunned up there by Shappy, missed it. Long rebound left corner, Jaden Rose, Fort Loramie. High post to Mesher, pass behind her, bobbled. Here come the Raiders. Two on one, a nice step through, a miss at the rim by Borchers. Stick back, good. Sherman was there to clean it up. 47-37, Fort Loramie by 10. 5:09 to go here in the fourth. Ball is flicked out of bounds at midcourt by the Raiders. Clock reads 5:08 remaining. Redskins up 10, 47-37. Here's a pass underneath the rim, wide open. Mesher for two.
That's a set play from the sideline, and Rushi should know it. They got beat on the back screen.
It was executed perfectly by the Redskins. A big bucket. The lead expands to 12. 4:50 to go. Rushi attacking high right at Borchers. Mesher out on her. Near steal on the play by Brandewey. Pulling top of the circle. Hands off to Borchers. Left side pass Gubo. Into the lane, Sherman. Boy, she was pinned by a couple players. Tipped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Some tired young ladies out there, Chuck, and Fort Loramie's got just a touch more depth, and it's making a difference.
Yeah, I think right now it absolutely is.
Rushi inbounding left of the rim. It is Jayla Chappie, peers in. Nice feed to Poling. Poling missed the seven-footer, a little long. Weak side rebound to Albers. Here's Carissa Meyer at midcourt. Carissa looks good on that knee. Now to Hoying behind the arc. Straight away to Albers. Four team fouls on Rushi. Three on Fort Loramie. Overplay at midcourt. What a steal by Sherman. Sherman to the rescue. Knocked it free. Went to the deck and got a timeout. 4:14 to go. Redskins up 12 on Scores. Broadcast.com.
Get them up.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie. The home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Yep, the lead for Fort Loramie is 12. It was 14, 37-23 with 5 to go in the third. Rushi made a charge, got it all the way down to 3 points. It's now back up to a dozen. Rushi possession. Raiders need two or three hoops in a row and stops. Outside the arc on the left, it is Borchers. Coming out to catch it is Poling. Right side, Chappie, 25 feet away. Jayla straight away to Gubo. Sizes up the three. Swish! Swish! Reese Gubo from downtown. 49-40, 9-point game. Outside the arc on the left, it's Albers. Got it!
Wow, right back at you.
Woo! Skylar Albers for the Redskins. She counters. 52-40, Fort Loramie.
Shoo, that was a dagger.
3.5 to go, fourth quarter. High post, it's Poling. Right wing, it goes to Borchers. Looks for Gubo straight away. Gubo on the bounce, still dribbling. Comes near side to Jayla Chappie. Now to Gubo, who retreats near center court. Right side pass. Set on the play to C.C. Borchers, shaking loose inside, Poling on the catch and the make. 52-42. Great game for Poling tonight. Quickly down the floor, it is Ariel Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. She's knotted up by two Rushi players. It is a jump ball, Arrow Redskins, 2:58 to go, 52-42 Fort Loramie. How many for Skylar, Chuck? Fine game.
She's got 16.
Does she lead the Redskins?
She's got 16. Turner's got 10.
Inbounding near side, Brandewee. Goes right corner to Ava Turner. Some of this game for Brandewee and Mesher have been on the bench because of foul trouble. Each one got a couple quick ones. 2:42 to go. Redskins milk the clock. Up 10. Midcourt, Jaden Rose. 14 fouls on Rushi. Now to Summer Hoying. Here's a short handoff to Turner. It's botched. And Rushi comes away with it. Quickly down the floor. It's Borchers on the giddy up. She lost it outside the lane in the left. Brandewee greeted her. And CC could not hang on. Big turnover there.
Boy, I tell you, Loramie cannot. They're running into this trap that Rushi's throwing at them right now. They cannot afford to quit trying to score.
52-42 Redskins. 2:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball knocked away by Rushi in backcourt. Redskins will try it once again. Pressure. Sherman is on the playmaker, Brandewee, who lobs it into Mesher. She strides down the floor, glides into the lane, pulls it back out to Jaden Rose. 2:18 to go. Left side pass, Brandewee. Summer Hoying at the high post. Brandewee comes near side to Jaden Rose. 30 feet from the rim, it's Brandewee. Picked up by Sherman. Looked like she might have walked. Mesher cuts to the bucket. Brandewee hits her for two. Mesher caught it. Good assist. 54-42, Fort Loramie. A minute 50 left in the game. Here's a cross-court pass picked off by Summer Hoying. Outlet, Jaden Rose. She is walloped at the rim, and she's got two coming. Fort Loramie breaks it open here late, leading by 12 at the stripe. A minute 45 to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rushi has made some uncharacteristic passes at this end. I mean, they've made a comeback, and it's just too many turnovers. They turned the ball over 18 times in the game now.
Here is Jaden Rose missing the free throw. It circled the iron. Well, as we alluded, Chuck, about 7 or 8 minutes ago, I think depth has become a factor.
And yeah,
Fort Loramie staying a bit fresher, a few more players. Free throw, front rim, back rim, good. 55-42, Fort Loramie. That's a point short of the biggest margin in this game. A minute 45 to go in the fourth. Here come the Raiders in backcourt. It's being walked up by Gubo. She's got a hustle. Minute 35 left. Down the right side to Shappy, and Albers tried to pick her pocket and fouled.
I think that is the third on Skylar. I think, yeah.
It is common.
She has been terrific tonight.
Skylar Albers, best game of the year, I think.
Both ends of the floor.
Yep. Four team fouls on Fort Loramie, not a shooting. Oh, bad pass. Rushi, guess who picked it off? Brandewey strolls the other way. Easy layup. Fine anticipation by Brandewey. There's a bounce at midcourt by Gubo, over guarding by Fort Loramie. 57-42 Redskins. A minute 22 to go here in the fourth.
Okay, fouls right now are a little silly if you're Fort Loramie.
Thankfully for the Redskins, these are common. Five on Fort Loramie, five on Rushi. Minute 22 to go. Redskins up 15 over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
And we welcome you back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Fort Loramie Redskins have this one in hand. Fort Loramie Tri-Village Regional Championship, 1 o'clock Saturday here at Vandalia Butler. We'll be on the air at 12:30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
15-7 here in the fourth quarter, Loramie.
Lead is 15. It was 7 after 3. Far side of the floor, Rushi inbounding. Comes to midcourt to Sherman. Only a 5-point game at the half. Rushi was within 2 very late, or I should say within 3 very late in that second quarter. Top of the circle, it is Borchers. She circles into the right corner, hands off to a teammate. On the bounce, it's Shappy, awkward dribble into the lane, and it's pinballed up in the air by Fort Loramie, which has the steal. 56 seconds to go. Redskins up 15. Near side pass to Brandewey, to Mesher. Mesher far left side, back to Brandewey. Here's Mesher 45 feet away, 42 seconds to go. Ball thrown in the left corner. Hauled in there by Turner. Clock ticking down, 35 to go. Here's Albers. And what do we have? An official takes a timeout because his laces are loose.
Okay, I've never seen that either. Well, he got the subs in the game. So
I think
that's what he was doing.
I think he did it intentionally.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. That was pretty sly. The Redskins players are rejoicing.
They should be. I think they played a terrific basketball game.
Yep. I tell you, the anticipation on defense, the deflections, the steals, a whole mess of them tonight against Rushi. Raiders came back 2 or 3 times. In the end, didn't have enough. Pulling on the arc to the 3-point shooter. It's gunned up there by Holland. That's Allison Holland, almost made it. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. Dribble drive. Ariel Heitkamp into the lane. Throws it for Alex Rose. Knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 12.7 to go.
Yeah, the final score is surprising, but you hit it on the head. Rushi ran out of steam.
Yes.
CC Borchers had a real good streak, but at the end, she wasn't even looking to try to drive.
Too much depth for Fort Loramie. Redskins, just too many people. Hockey line changes, it seemed like every, 45 seconds or so?
Yeah.
And Fort Loramie was the fresher club down the stretch here in the fourth period. 9 seconds to go. Rushi to midcourt. 57-42 Fort Loramie. It'll be Fort Loramie and Tri-Village. Long-awaited matchup on Saturday at 1. Number 1 in the state versus number 2 in the state. 27-0 versus 25-2. Hopefully I can catch up with head coach Carla Siegel, Chuck. We'll try to corral her in a moment. We'll take a break for a couple of minutes. Tri-Village defeats Marion Local 50-38. Fort Loramie over Rushi 57-42. Both games closer than that. Each one exciting, entertaining. Big win by the Redskins by 15 over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
Well, I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BrukensPub.com.
Carla Siegel joins us here at courtside on scoresbroadcast.com. Redskins turn back Rushi 57-42. I don't know what the optimum phrase is, Carla. Staying power? Something like that? Boy, you had it. You had it in this game, going on strong for four quarters. You withstood every Rushi challenge.
Thank you so much. First of all, just Rushi, what a phenomenal team. Yep. Well coached, great athletes. I mean, that senior class that he has, they just, you know, they've been a dagger in our side for 3 years now. So I just can't say enough about how hard they play. But, you know, our girls, we challenged them this week to do a couple different things that we didn't do the last time we played them, and I thought we responded very well. I can't say enough about, you know, Jay Rose's defense. Skyler Albers played great defense on CeCe. I see that she still had 13 points, but, man, she had to work her butt off to get those 13 points. And, we were aggressive at the rim, and I thought we did a good job attacking. Skyler Albers, I mean, for her to play the great defense that we asked her to play full court and then to score 16 points on top of that, what an amazing night for her.
And your depth helped you overcome two fouls on Mesher, two fouls on Brandaway.
And two fouls on Skyler. I had three starters on the bench in the second quarter, so, you know, that was very concerning. But like you said, you know, Chris Meyer did a good job coming off the bench. Ariel Heikamp, sophomore that played JV all year long, just started dressing for us. She did a great job. Summer Hoyne is really coming on the last few games. So, and Alex Rose had that big bucket for us on the offensive rebound. I mean, just everybody that played tonight contributed one way or the other. And like we've always said, it's team basketball. We can't win individually. We have to play together. So I'm so proud of our team tonight.
Each individual performer, A+.
Absolutely.
On the court tonight. You turned it into a track meet. What's the strategy for Tri-Village on Saturday? I'm sure you've thought about the Patriots a little bit. Number one versus number two, classic matchup at 1 o'clock.
You can't ask for anything more here at Vandalia Butler. You know, that's just going to be a great game. This place is going to be rocking. Hopefully we can get our girls home and get them to bed at a decent time tonight and get our game plan tomorrow. But we're excited for the game. They're a nice program, but I don't think we have anything to shy away from either. So,
Carla, thanks.
Thank you guys so much.
Carla Siegel, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins, who win by a score of 57-42 over Rushi here tonight to take this regional semifinal and have a date with Tri-Village on Saturday at 1. Chuck, closing thoughts. I thought as pleased as Carla was, she knows her club still has work to do.
Well, sure.
It's going to take an effort like this, plus some, to come out on top against a very potent Tri-Village team.
Well, they turned it 14 times. They did a better job against the pressure than they did at Rushi late in the game. But Tri-Village even puts more pressure on you defensively, and you're really going to have to be prepared. They got to stay out of foul trouble. Yeah. And the same kids, I mean, they were, I mean, Turner and Albers and Mesher, they just all did just such good things tonight. Mm-hmm. And you feel bad for Rushi because they had a lot of seniors, and they had a terrific career.
Sure did. Nothing at all to be ashamed of. On behalf of the Raiders, a fine campaign. What, 22-5 on the season? Two of the losses to the number two team in the state, one to the number one team in the state.
Not too shabby.
And a loss to Marion Local.
Right. Who I think we saw earlier.
There's four of the five right there, and the other one to Jackson Center. That game that shouldn't have happened at JC. But
right.
Four of the five losses to teams in the top five in the state of Ohio.
And they beat a 20-win Division I team in Sydney during the season.
Yep, sure did. Senior C.C. Borchers, Maya Monin, Kelby Dosa, Kate Sherman, Reese Gubo, Simone Putoff, Grace Holscher, Jenna York, 12th graders for Rushi. Head coach Paul Bremigen had a fine season. Dynamite campaign for the Raiders, who fall short here tonight to Fort Loramie, 57-42. Like the first game, this game much, much closer than the final score would lead you to believe. Gosh, with less than 3 minutes to go, that first game was just a 2- or 3-pointer.
Yep.
And Rushi, once down 14 here to Fort Loramie, midway through the third, got it down to as close as three, I think, right?
Yeah, they got all the way back to three.
Back to three. And sometimes
they ran out of steam.
You just expend so much energy, rally after rally, it just takes it out of you. And Fort Loramie showed depth tonight, 10 deep, and it was superb depth all night long, waves.
Yeah, they had eight young ladies score tonight. I mean, hey,
there you go.
There's your thing. And there was five on the other side. So
that's the formula for success.
It was. I mean, individual scoring for Rushi, they were led by Ronnie Poling, only a junior. She's coming back.
Yeah.
She had 15. CeCe Borchers in her final game had 13. Kate Sherman had 9. They got 4 from Reese Gubo. Yeah. Did a great job. Held her to 1-3. She's been on a roll. And then Simone Putoff hit a free throw for their 42 points. Loramie led by Skylar Albers. She was terrific with 16. Ava Turner had a really good middle of the game. 4 free throws in the second quarter, 6 points in the third. She ended up with 10. 9 for Avery Brandewy. Summer Hoying, you can't say enough. Now, she had 6 points, but she had probably 10 rebounds. She had 3 or 4 block shots. The young lady is just really playing good basketball at the right time. Individual scoring for the Clancy's players of the game, we'll go with Ronnie Poling and CeCe Borchers, and on the other side, Skylar Albers.
What did these two clubs wind up at the free throw line?
10 of 16 for the Redskins,
okay,
and 4 of 10 for Rushi.
Yep. The Redskins got there more often. Had a splendid first half shooting them, cooled off.
Yeah, they were 3 of 8 in the, yeah, that'd be right, 3 of 8 in the second half.
The Redskins need a repeat performance on Saturday. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, there's a really good basketball team awaiting them, but there's a really good basketball team awaiting Tri-Village, too. I'm looking forward to Saturday afternoon.
It's Tri-Village, Fort Loramie, airtime, 12:30 on Saturday. A tip at 1. Don't forget tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, we're on the air from the UD Arena. It will be Jackson Center in a big district D4 boys matchup with Cincinnati College Prep. By the way, the winner of Saturday's Fort Loramie Tri-Village game will advance on to the state Final Four at the UD Arena. I think it's next Thursday at 8.
It is.
Yeah, next Thursday at 8 against the Southeast winner. Against the Southeast winner. And I think Berlin Highland is probably the favorite. Portsmouth Notre Dame is strong. They're a number 6 team. They're playing right now. It could be Berlin Highland and Portsmouth Notre Dame. Highland has already won. And so the winner Saturday here, Fort Loramie Tri-Village, would play that Berlin Highland, Portsmouth Notre Dame winner in the Southeast Regional, if it is indeed in the end Portsmouth Notre Dame, the heavy favorite over Lancaster Fisher Catholic. Whew, wow. Tigers tomorrow, the boys back in action.
Yep.
Jackson Center tries to do what Rushi did successfully last night, advance on to a regional in boys D4. Troy Christian punched its ticket to play Rushi. Both teams won yesterday at the UD Arena. Terrific showings by both Rushi and Troy Christian during the season. Rushi won easily at home over Troy Christian. That's not the same Troy Christian bunch.
Probably not. And no. I'll tell you what, the Penrod kid, left-hander, is a scorer, that kid.
Yep.
He scored all over the floor last night. I only watched the first half. It was 20, so I took off.
Right.
But he was terrific last night.
And Jackson Center tomorrow night's got to slow down a young man named Marshall, who was the Co-Southwest District D4 Player of the Year with Tyler Galuch.
Well, yeah, Tyler Galuch had a nice game. If anybody's going to slow anybody down, it's going to be Reese
and company.
Candom, he's a heck of a defender. Any place, inside, outside, doesn't matter.
So tomorrow night, airtime at 5 from the UD Arena, and Saturday afternoon, airtime at 12:30 here from Vandalia Butler. It will be Tri-Village and Fort Loramie D4 Regional Championship game. Thanks so much to our online listeners. We had a great night. Huge throng of people joined us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Vandalia Butler, where Marion Local dropped the opener to Tri-Village 50-38, and Fort Loramie beat Rushi in the nightcap 57-42. Thus, it's a regional title game on Saturday at 1. Tri-Village, number one team in the state against Fort Loramie, the number two team in the state in girls D4. For Chuck and all of our online listeners, we had text tonight from Georgia, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, people listening to us via the internet from all over the country. Thanks so much to everybody. Chuck, see you tomorrow night at 5 from the UD Arena. 57-42, Fort Loramie over the Raiders of Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.